standing on a balcony overlooking the beautiful city of Austin. Beautiful sometimes. I'm standing next to a beautiful lady called Axel from Scoop It.
Hi.
Now, tell me something, apart from the fact we've just done the fastest live streamed interview. It was very easy for me, thank you. And you said some wonderful things, which I mostly understood because it was in French.
Yeah, it's a good exercise for you, you know, trying to make sense, not with data or long story or what, just with noise. Yeah. Trying to make sense with that. Not so easy, sorry about that.
No, I was watching the stream from the kind of green room. I was very well looked after, lots of drinks, lots of food, and it looked really good. And they would kept saying, oh, isn't she good? Isn't she good? Like they're surprised. Do you do this all the time?
I just do what I love, and I think it's a good way to be sure to not be totally bad at what you are doing. So I love to talk with people. I love to know more about them when they're doing interesting projects. And, you know, South by Southwest, it's very hard to go out of the noise. That's my opinion. 80% of the time, you can just waste your time here if you don't know. For me, it was a way to be sure to talk with people for real, to know what they are doing, to ask questions, to be really curious about them. So I do that. I'm a writer. I work for Scoop It as well. But I guess I'm I question many things, so that's why I love to do it, and I'm not too bad, I think. And I would love to have more time with you, believe me, because what you are doing is still very fascinating for me, so.
No problem at all. Thank you very much. What I'd very much like to know about is Scoop It. Now, there are various data, story curation platforms on the market. I only saw this couple of days ago. I saw it a little while ago, but I kind of got an invite from you, and it does seem very intuitive. It is very easy to use. Yeah, it's in beta, so there's a couple of bugs with just because I use weird platforms that you're probably not necessarily used to. how is it different?
So to be honest, the curation world start to scare me because it's a buzzword now, that it's always a way to create a concept but just not make sense anymore of it. So for me, Scoop It, to be honest, I never send any resume or anything to the founder. I just start to curate as a slave on it. I cannot explain, as you said, it was very intuitive, very natural, like a way to express myself, a way to be heard again on the web. Because to be honest, it's like social media. What means being social online when we are all talking at the same time, where we want all to say something real time to everybody else on Facebook? To be honest, most of my friends doesn't share the same interest as me. They don't give a shit about what I'm doing. On Twitter, my follower now, we are more in an interest graph. Probably we share more interest, but we all talk in the same time. When Scoop It sent me a beta, they wanted to have my advice or my feedback, because I write, and I used to write about curation and how to make sense of that for photojournalism. You make when everybody can take a picture very quickly. And me, I think editing is really a way to still make this kind of picture meaningful. Everybody can take a picture. Not everybody can take a good one and make a story with one. So they send me this invitation. I start to curate like a slave, and I become the top curator. Since I started many topics, because on Scoop It, you just talk about who you are, talking about what you love or what you are passionate about or what you are an expert about or what you want to share with your community and with people. And as a context, it's different. I have the feeling it's like you are at a concert, but you are in a context where you can listen to music, because everybody is there for that. You are in a place where people following my topic about the creative process or people following my topic about San Francisco life just are there to listen about it, to know about it. If I tweet something about San Francisco, maybe 90% of my followers don't give a shit about San Francisco. You know what I mean? And me, I'm just frustrated, even sad, because it's very addictive to be a voice, and it's very terrible to feel miserable online. Like, I'm talking to myself online, my screen like a mirror to myself. You know what I mean? It's good when the mirror gives you a good image. It means sharing it with people, interacting with people. Scoop It. Curation is just a word. It's a mean. It's never the end. It's just a mean to express myself. It's expression, passion, action. Because I really love on Scoop It the fact that I'm the editor-in-chief in a way. I edit, I choose what angle I want to give on a topic, and something that is very fascinating for me. I love Scoopit, but I'm surprised by Scoopit. That is something I really love. I find topic, I have a topic called design, but someone else create design in my mind, something like that. And curation will never be automatic or animated. Google cannot do that. It has to be human. Nothing will be the human touch for curation. It has to be personal. It has to give an angle, an algorithm. Technology can help, definitely. Human touch, for me, it's like algorithm, humanism. Scoopit want to use the best of technology and let the human decide the rhythm on the platform.
You say algorithm, human rhythm?
Yeah, exactly. I think this year or the next year will be the revenge of the humanism. We really believe that WhatsApp and Google search and that Google know exactly what I will type in 1 second like that. What's the real value of the web? I think exactly the opposite. I want to use the web in a very natural, intuitive way. I don't make any difference between my online life and offline life. Doesn't make any sense for me. I'm a human being. I don't like to be in a box. I like to go from my screen to my real life, and I want to interact in exactly the same way. The moment that I share with you, I want to try to represent that online. You know what I mean? I don't want that it's just offline. You cannot reproduce that. Yeah, I'm a human being. I'm a digital human being right now. I don't even try to fight against that. I just want to make this digital life meaningful for me.
Wow. Well, that's in a nut.
Does it make sense or not?
It does make sense. And great. There's a couple of things there I'm really going to take away. Revenge of the human rhythm for one of them. Tell me your Twitter name.
Axel Tess, AXELLETESS. Scoopit, it's Scoopit in what was.
With a dot before the IT. So Scoop, SCOOP.IT.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you so much.